for your money, marbles, and chalk quietly, and I'll hide, and I won't embarrass you. But I think if we ever get the bill passed, you see, we're going to put in the governor's amendment where he can veto anything. Any governor can veto any project. We're going to turn over jobs in every one of these colleges, which will really be helpful, I think, as far as the young people are concerned, because they'll need them the most.
The virtues of the bill, I want to be for it. Just
I know it.
I'm just as anxious for that bill as you are, Mr. President. I'm going to try to, as I told Sarge on yesterday, I'm going to try to work every way that I can, every scheme that I possibly can. I thought we had another member that would go along with me. Dropped his ticket.
Well, they do that, you know.
But, you know, Mr. President, I'm as anxious about that.
Don't tell me. I know you. You're for the folks, and you're a human being. You're my friend, and I don't want you to do anything to hurt yourself.
Well,
I don't.
I'm not going to do anything to hurt you.
I know that. Hell, you don't need to tell me that. Old Thornberry would resign he'd resign if he didn't know we'd be each other, and I'll give you everything, including creating a new judgeship if it's necessary for you, because I'm going to be here.
Damn George Wallace, I just got off the telephone to speak of the house. It's awful. I just never have been so
I know that.
Callous.
I know that.
But, Mr. President, will you give me a license to call you back on this?
I'll give you a license to call me back on this or anything else, day or night, that you want to, any time.
Well, I'm just going to work my top level best to try to get in. I want to vote this bill's a bad one.
It's a good bill, Bob, but here's another thing for me. If Halleck takes 35-40 of my Democrats and beats me on this bill, that's just like Roosevelt getting beat on Supreme Court. They say, well, he's lost his leadership, and it'll be like dominoes. And if I can beat Halleck on this one, I will have had
well,
a perfect...
I'll say this, Mr. President, I'm going to train myself every way, and I'm going to be looking for every loophole that I possibly can find.
Well,
I just didn't dream that those two people over yonder would have gone that way.
Well, I didn't talk to him, and I didn't know anything about it. And
Sarge told me yesterday that he went in there full-blooded. And so that's the way...
Well, I'll tell you this, Bob. If it costs you, I'll guarantee, I don't know what it'll be that I can do, but I'll guarantee that I'll more than make up with it. I'll make up with it with interest.
Bless your heart.
Thank you. You call me back.
Yes, sir.
Bye.